News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And the story that's got everybody talking this morning. Gardaí made 3 arrests and issued 30 fines last night after breaking up a party in the Castletroy area of Limerick City. Videos online showed flares and fireworks being set off among large groups of people who gathered to drink in an estate predominantly occupied by students at the University of Limerick. We are joined now by the Green Party councillor from Limerick, Sean Hartigan, who was at the scene last night. Sean, what did you see when you arrived at the house where the party was taking place?
Well, I was actually a bit late coming on. The guards had arrived at that stage. There was a lot of guards in the estate, and there were trucks there taking away cars. I had been in the estate earlier during the day, about 2 o'clock, and the parties were starting. There was a lot of students walking around carrying cases of beer, gatherings of 20 or more students outside houses. I saw the video online, hundreds of students in the street. It only escalated last night. This issue has been ongoing since last summer when there was a large influx of students into the Castletroy area.
Yeah, you're saying literally hundreds of students there?
I would say last night there was 100 students out on the streets in Castletroy Court, yeah.
Okay.
And it had been going on all day. Yeah.
And I think we can safely say not social distancing, not wearing masks.
Lack of adherence to COVID restrictions and lack of social distancing has been ongoing in Castletroy over the last couple of months. There's larger amounts of students in the estates than there are in normal times. Leaving Cert students moved into the estates last summer. There's a big turnover in the number of students in houses. Students are coming up for their labs. Most of the academic work, 98% of it, is online, but some students have to be there for a day or two. They're going home. Other students are taking their places in houses where there normally would be 6 or 7 students in houses. There's 10 or 14, maybe more students throughout the week.
Okay.
And it's having a devastating effect on local residents. Local residents have been on to me constantly over the last few months. I was in there yesterday. I was talking to people. They're worn out. There's a lot of older people that live in the estate who are trying to restrict their movements themselves. They find it very difficult with large amounts of students walking around, and people can't sleep at night with the noise levels in the area.
Yeah, they seem to be flares and fireworks. The video show it seems to have been fairly rowdy or fairly noisy.
The noise is a constant out of College Court, day and night. Anytime you go past there, the boom boom noise is coming out. I spoke to a young man yesterday who had to work yesterday morning. He got 1 hour sleep. People are at the end of their tether in there.
Okay. What would you like to see happen, Sean, just before I let you go? What would you like to see happen?
Well,
Is it being enforced? Is it being properly policed?
It's not being properly policed. There's not enough police around the place. There's guards in Castletroy all the time at one checkpoint. Everybody knows where they are. They need to be patrolling the estates. They need to be handing out fines. And they need to be challenging people as to whether they have to be in the area of Castletroy or whether they could be at home and working from home.
Okay. Sean, thank you for talking to us. Green Party councillor there, Sean Hartigan. What do you make of it all, Ciara?
I think it's very disappointing, and I can totally understand why people seeing those scenes coming out of Limerick are deeply upset and angry and all of that. And I also think that it does undermine the kind of the public health initiatives, because we only engage in I think it's referred to as conditional compliance. And if you think other people aren't behaving properly, you won't behave properly. But a couple of things. I also do feel sorry for young people. I do.
Yeah. Pillaring students here.
They're
these are
every
kids fibre 18, 19,
of their being cries out to get together with their pals and to get together with members of the opposite sex and all that kind of stuff. It's instinctive for them. So I do feel sorry for them, despite the fact that clearly these kids were behaving very badly with fireworks and God knows what as well. But I also think this, I know because I have kids in this age group who are living at home, like most Dublin students, a huge amount of them living at home, that a lot of kids who are down in UL and in Galway and these places are there because their families have already whacked out the rent. So they've paid the rent. And I don't know if anything could be done about that. But that's the only reason they're there. They could do it online, but they've gone down to these accommodations that they've paid for. And we've thrown money at loads of other things to support public health. I kind of wonder, should there have been some kind of student reimbursement scheme? I know the pockets have to run dry at some stage for what we pay for, but there's lots in this, but obviously very disappointing. What about you?
I just look, like you, I don't think we should be pillaring 18 and 19 and 20 year olds, and we just need to be careful about not having a witch hunt about this. But it strikes me, I thought it was interesting what Sean Hartigan said, that it's not been properly policed. Now, to be fair to the Gardaí, they were there last night. They did make a number of three arrests and they issued 30 fines. But that has to be a daily thing. I mean, if the residents of this area are finding it horrible and finding it difficult, well, then that needs to be addressed. I also think, and I've thought this since the start of the pandemic, and I'm not necessarily including these students in that, there is a percentage of the population that don't give a flying you-know-what about the lockdown and about the regulations and who just will do whatever they want. And that I still see that. The fella in the supermarket who leans over me to get the beans rather than waiting 2 seconds till I pull away. There's still a minority of idiots out there who, despite everything, just do not obey the regulations.
That's personality though. I mean, 85% of us are rule followers and about 15% of us are rule breakers. And some of us are more risk averse than others. That's in our DNA. At times like this, we want to all pull together, but we are individuals at the end of the day.